This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right. It's a crossover, but it's an abbreviated crossover. Guru's left.
That does not.
Baby.
That means you stay twice as long as the way that goes.
Is he out of the building?
No. Sure, yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, the way it works is that if he leaves early, you stay late.
Oh.
That's, I mean, according to my crossover contract.
Okay.
That's the way I remember it.
We'll see. We'll see.
Fine.
No, we sent Goo home. His voice is shot right now, and he's got to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we want to get his voice ready.
Yeah, tough one. I mean, and I feel bad for Goo because his speech was so passionate, and it was way more passionate than what the Warriors showed. He came harder than they came for 48 minutes, and that's a shame.
Maybe it's just
a fact.
Maybe it's just semantics.
They both left early. Anyway, go ahead.
Yep.
Sorry.
And maybe it's just the way it hits me, but when people talk about, you know, the Warriors in the offseason, what they're going to do, you know, to me, it's, okay, what are the Warriors going to do? But then there's this other thing about, well, whatever we do, it's all got to be for Steph. And I'm just trying to figure out if those two things are exclusive or if you're presented with a move that you think can help you right now, but it's going to cost you in 3 years, and you know it's going to cost you, and you don't like it, do you still do it anyway? Like, not because Steph says do it, but for Steph? You know what I mean? Like, is there a move out there that would be a great move for next year, but a terrible move for 3 years from now, but you say we're going to make that deal with the devil because of Steph Curry?
I think that move exists, but I don't think that you make that move. And I wonder how Joe Lacob looks at it, because in 3 years, let's say 5 years, just to be safe, he's still going to own the team.
Right.
And Steph won't be here, and Draymond won't, and Clay won't, and Wiggs won't, and whoever else you want to name won't. Steve Kerr, he probably won't, but
right.
Joe will. Does Joe want to go through a Kohanian run of 19-17, 21-19 wins? I don't think so.
That's not going to happen.
Right. See,
I disagree with you guys completely. I don't think that. I mean, yes, an organization always has to think about its future. But I am not going half, you know what, half baked into next year because I'm worried about 2028. I just don't think you run things that way. Do you guys eat chocolate?
Yeah. Not anymore.
You don't?
I do.
Okay. Why?
That's his weakness.
It's good.
Okay. Is it good for you 3 years from now? Why do you do it?
Because I have no self-control.
Great. Neither does Joe Lacob.
Well,
let's have fun. This is the National Basketball Association. You know what fans do when you keep telling them we're doing things for 3 years from now? You get a Padre hat. Like, you get a free Padre hat.
Second place.
With that idea. Like, there are so many fan bases across America that have been told for 28 years that they're 2 years away. Like, I'm not saying you just do something entirely irresponsible, but the idea that you want to not be embarrassing 3 years from now, so therefore we're going to go kind of half-baked into what's now, which has already been proven for 12 years to be beyond special. I don't understand that. So, like, I don't know if it's, is it for Steph? or is it because Steph?
Real quick, Vince Galvin, $20 he's paying for this.
Okay.
Super chat.
Let's
buy
go.
Goo some hot tea for his voice.
Oh, there's
all
tea.
Right. Thank you, Vince. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I heard some hot toddy calls earlier, too. That's always a good move.
What about, let me just throw this hypothetical at you. So last year, Draymond Green is a free agent. And everybody said, well, if Steph wants him here, he'll probably be here. All right, so Draymond's here. What if, hypothetically, Steph's like, Clay stinks. Hey, Joe, get Clay out of here. We need a better defensive two because I'm 36, and when we were at our best, our two guarded the one, and Clay can't do it anymore. So let's get off Clay Thompson.
Okay,
would you?
He's gone.
Yeah,
you would.
Yes,
probably.
And I don't know that I don't know that I'm giving a guy that much power.
But I think okay.
Or even if he said stay, he must stay.
There's a split the difference there. I firmly believe that Klay Thompson should stay, but not in his current role. You have a team that needs more outside shooting, and it feels like half of you would like to start that process by getting rid of Klay Thompson. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
he's your second best shooter on your team.
And it sounds to me like this team needs youth and athleticism.
That too.
So why are we trading Jonathan Kuminga?
You're not.
Okay.
Oh, God, no. No, you're trading Andrew Wiggins. You're trading Andrew Wiggins. Klay Thompson is a financial puzzle piece that needs to be figured out. His role needs to be diminished. I think all of their roles need to be diminished. But I just don't know if it's as cut and dry as you're saying. It's not if Steph says it, then you do it. But I do think that when you have a player that special, even on the downside of his career, you maximize it, because why wouldn't you? Even if that makes you do things that you think down the road might create some challenges for you.
See, I don't think you can look at it one way or the other. Like, if there's a move that presents itself, let's say, and it's a move where you think you're, how do I want to put this? If there's moves out there that can make the team marginally better, or just you think better, you got to do it. Like, you have to do it. But it sounds to me like people don't want to do it if it's just an incremental thing, because that's not enough to get you right back to a championship team yet. And what I'm saying is, if what you're telling me is you're only going to make a move because it gets you back in right away, then you're limiting yourself to obtaining a player who in 3 years may be at his peak as opposed to right now. And I don't want to limit myself like that, all under the thought process of it must happen next year.
Yeah, but that's like draft stuff. Who's making a move with the thought that this will help us in 3 years?
Well, I don't know. Whoever trades for Kuminga would, for example.
Well, he also makes you better now.
But I'm just talking about if you're looking at a move for the Warriors. Let's say they had an opportunity to get another 23-year-old, but it would cost them, let's say, Wiggins. Would they do that?
They might do that.
Even though it might be a step back in the short term.
And based on what we heard from Dunleavy today and also Steve Kerr, the idea of...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Clearing the way for Moses Moody and for Kuminga to play more. If Wiggins is out of the way, then those guys get a chance to play more and develop. And even if you're not going to necessarily take that big step next year, it would help you in the future. And I don't know if you can make any move between now and October to take you from the 10 seed to the 3 seed. I don't think that exists.
I guess let's say hypothetically, you could trade Wiggins, who's 30, for a guy who's 22. I wish you Bol Bol. Okay, Bol Bol. All right, he's a young player. So a lot of people are high on him down the road. Like, you wouldn't do that trade right
now. No, you wouldn't.
Right. And you wouldn't. Saying that I might.
I'm not
that
saying.
I might do that trade if I'm the Warriors, even though I realize, you know, we might have gone from a 2% chance to winning it next year to a 0.5% chance.
I don't think that they would because of where Steph is, and Steph has two more years, and so I think there is a sense of alienation, and that would be an alienation sensation
what
it would be. If you suddenly try to, like, not think about next year, but you think about 2 or 3 years down the road, and Steph's deal is up in 2 years, maybe that would motivate him to finish his career elsewhere.
Here's why I disagree with that. I do think the Warriors would do that, potentially. And the reason is the idea of keeping Andrew Wiggins is not in some way translating to Steph Curry as, okay, we're still trying to win a title. They had Andrew Wiggins this year. They're the 10 seed. They didn't even make the playoffs in the NBA. So they're not close. So to me, I look at this, and I thought Steve Kerr said this to us yesterday. I look at this offseason like a staircase. So option A would absolutely be, is there a trade available? Does Karl Anthony Towns become available, right? Is there a trade available? Can the Warriors get involved in the discussion to where you actually think you could acquire a player that could get you back competing at a high level in the Western Conference? The answer might be no.
Okay.
In fact, it's probably no, but that's where you start. That's option A. Now it's a staircase. If that's not available to you, now you're going to go down the next level on the staircase, which is where maybe the only thing that you could get that's a positive in any way is trading Andrew Wiggins for a younger player or somebody who does something different on the court. Even if it's a lateral move, it's a big guy, something that clears the path for Jonathan Kuminga. And then let's see if that's available. Then you start going down the staircase even further to things like, well, hell, nothing worked. Let's get under the apron.
Right.
Or let's go all the way down and just do, as Steve said to us yesterday, lean on our young guys more. You could get there. That's not option A, though. It's like option D.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What'd you think of, did you guys listen to Dunleavy?
Sure yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you think?
A few things stood out. Interested by his comment, and I won't have the exact quote. Grandy maybe could help us with this, but it's always the right time to make the right decision or something like that. Well, what was the exact way that he said it, Mark?
You just want to hear it?
Yeah.
Dunleavy was asked if he's prepared to make a tough decision if needed.
I probably operate off the saying there's never a bad time to make a good decision. So doesn't mean it's not tough and you stir over it, but my job is to have the best interest of this franchise and the direction of this franchise. And when I make a decision or we make a decision. So that's what I'm going to do.
Plus, I think Mike Dunleavy licked the Oreo. I think I have his tell.
What does that mean?
Well,
it's a reference to Rounders.
Thank you.
Teddy KGB. Played by John Malkovich, he had the big showdown with Matt Damon. Matt Damon playing for his best friend's life, and he's in trouble. And then Teddy KGB, he started to open up his Oreos, and he started to eat them in a certain way when he was going to bluff on his hand. And so Matt Damon saw it. He saw the tell, and he realized when he went to the Oreo, and he would, like, lick the cream side, right? He
That's
would
right.
split the Oreo,
that
he would
had
lick
a
the
hand.
Cream,
yeah.
That would mean he had a good hand. And so Matt Damon started folding, and then Teddy KGB said, you keep hanging around and hanging around. And Matt Damon waited for the Oreo to not be split, and then he went in, he turned the tide, he won the pot, saved his friend's life. It's one of the great movies in history.
Yeah, that is. It is great. And so I'm wondering if we have found a tell on Mike Dunleavy, because days before Jordan Poole was traded, Mike said, well, he's under contract.
Mm, eat that Oreo, Mike.
So when he was asked about Draymond Green, and do you have this one, Mark? Here, listen.
Throwing him some hot potatoes back there.
Listen to what
there.
He says when he's asked specifically about Draymond Green's future with the Warriors.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man, he's signed up under contract. We value him. He's a core piece of what we do. So fully expect him to be back. I think we won over 60% of the games he played in this year. So you know how meaningful he is to winning, and he'll continue to do so. I think he's in a great place mentally, you know, just evaluating and observing him over the season after the suspension. I think he's learned from it. I think he's better, and we'll continue to work on that stuff and have it on top of mind. But, you know, I think we're in a really good place with him and excited to have him back.
Okay, so I believe everything he's saying there, but I do wonder if he licked the Oreo, which is anytime you ask him about the future of a player, when he answers by saying, well, he's under contract, that's licking the Oreo. That at least means, oh, we're willing to talk. When you combine those two answers, that it's never the wrong time to make the right decision, and he says it's very, very highly likely that he'll be back, and you know, he's under contract. You would never, hey, is Steph coming back next year? Well, he's under contract.
He is, yeah.
You wouldn't say that. So all I'm saying today, I'm not saying Draymond's about to get traded, but I do think that their ears are open. And if that's the right thing that comes along, then yeah, that's the right thing.
Did you see Zach Lowe of ESPN?
Sure, exactly.
Sure did. Combine that into this conversation,
the Warriors
too
are wearing thin of Draymond's volatility.
There are people in the organization who have worn thin.
How could they not?
Right.
How could you all have? We all have. How could they not?
Let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this, because let's say Draymond's future isn't certain either. Do you think most Warrior fans, if you told them, we got to break up the big three, would prefer to see Draymond be the one to go first as opposed to Klay?
No.
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 Oh.
I think they'd be more willing to see Klay go, even for all Draymond's warts and all the headaches he brings. Draymond is more of a winning player right now than Klay Thompson is.
I agree with that, but it's an intricate response. Because I do think there's two ways to answer that. If you are really like thinking like you are, Dibs, where it's like, well, what makes the better basketball team? Draymond probably affects winning more so than Klay Thompson right now. But if you're asking Warrior fans on an emotional level,
that's what kind of
who do you love the most? Yeah, Draymond's third, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like it'll just, even though I'm not a Warrior fan, if Klay's playing in Orlando next year and Dre's here and they're having another year like they're having, that would suck. You know what I mean? That would. Uh-huh. That would stink for a Warrior fan.
I think about it this way, though, too. You know, anybody out there ever been married before? You ever been married before?
So yeah.
It's hard. Right? It's hard as the years go on.
I think you got a collective five in the room right now. And Steiny with a lifetime partner.
Watch him out. Watch him out. But anyway, my next one's going to be great. I know it. So, anyway, point being is it's hard sometimes just for the sake of itself. So when I look at these names on the team for this long, I'm starting to sense for a lot of Warrior fans, like Steve comes on yesterday, and this is a small sample, but half our YouTube chat is like mother bleeping him after every answer.
Right.
Klay Thompson goes 0-10 in the last game. Let him walk. Get him out of here. Draymond Green, I'm sick of him. Even gotten to the point where 98% of us are like Steph forever, but there's a few people that are like, gosh, would you think about this? A lot of what's going on is just fatigue. That's all that it is. And I think that it's interesting because even with the all-time greats, we got there with the Brandons and Buster, for sure. Even with the all-time greats within an organization, sometimes you get to a point where people are just done, especially if you are in a moment where you're not succeeding. So right now, a 10 seed and a loss in one game, I think, is triggering up a lot of things for people, and they just want, like, they just want to move on for the sake of moving on because they feel like they're in year 15 of a marriage.
Yeah,
kids just left for college, and good God, we're just staring at each other like, what now?
All right, here, let's go through it. Will Klay Thompson be a Warrior next year?
Yes. Yes, I think so, but
yeah.
The price to me is the big it's the big sticking point. And so I could see him getting a deal elsewhere that is more lucrative. And we talked about this yesterday, and just Klay, the way he came off in his exit press conference, I don't feel like he's going to give a hometown discount. So if the Warriors offer him 3 and 60 and he can get 3 and 75 elsewhere, he's gone.
So let's say they find a number. And so he's back.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
You paying Kuminga?
Yes.
Okay. Then we got to move Wiggins.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. They're going to move Wiggins.
And that may be it.
That might be it.
That might be it.
We'll see if we get there on the staircase.
When Moody's the other, to me, Moody goes as a part of the Wiggins for me.
Okay.
If, I mean, because I.
You may need to make some money work one way or the other.
Yeah, and I don't think that they are completely sold on giving Moses the chance to become the player that he needs to be. I don't think, if you keep Klay and you keep Kuminga, I don't know how you can develop, and you have Pajemski already ahead of him. How does Moody get the minutes to really become the player he wants to be?
I think Moody could be involved. I think GP2 becomes a salary slot type of a trade piece. I think their picks could potentially be on the table. Like, that's the first thing I would try to go do if I'm the Warriors, is I'm going Wiggins, Moody, potentially GP2 and future picks to see what I could get in return in terms of a really good player and offer that team to give me their bad salary. That's where I would start.
And can you possibly trade Chris Paul? And I think we're going to have Bobby Marks on today, right?
Yeah, we'll try to figure this out.
I mean,
the Chris Paul thing is complex.
What can you do with the Chris Paul contract? Much like, and I think about the genius of the Warriors with what happened with KD, and KD begat D'Angelo Russell, which begat Wiggins and Kuminga. You got Wiggins and Kuminga for Kevin Durant, essentially.
It's incredible.
Which is,
how could you get two of the same players?
Yeah.
And you should have known in 4 years totally, there'd be overlap. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
but you want a chip,
gracious.
So you can forgive them. But I wonder if they can't turn the Chris Paul contract, which is an albatross. And Ramona said there is no albatross, and it's not really an albatross.
It's not, because it's only 1 year or no years.
Right.
So it's not an albatross.
But if you can turn that salary slot into something.
Then I think you'd have to let Klay walk. You know what I mean? Like, if you
got a $30 million player coming back.
And then maybe even do something else in terms of, you know, if they get under a certain apron, then they have access to a $12.9 million exception that they could build off of. So, but in order to do that, you may have to let Klay walk and Chris Paul walk to get under that. You still might do it.
Yep.
You still might do it.
I mean, to me, the takeaway from now that we've listened to everybody.
Yeah.
Dunleavy was the bookend.
No Lacob yet, but
well,
I'm sure
no
it's Lacob. Coming.
Now that we've listened to everyone and watched the season end, my takeaway is obviously Steph is still the Earth's core, and Jonathan Kuminga is not going anywhere.
All right.
And that's the end of my TED Talk. Like, everything else is possible.
Well, then if you're telling me Kuminga's not being traded, then that would lead me to believe that, not that they don't necessarily don't think that there's a quick fix, but that Joe Lacob is taking a longer, not, I mean, he's taking every kind of view. He's taking, how can we be good next year, but how can we be viable in 3 years? Which I think is what you got to do. All right, what else you guys got coming up?
The show,
yeah,
Steiny.
Always.
We're going to do the show. Bobby Marks is going to be on it. And let's talk thank you contracts.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Not for you.
Yay.
Yeah.
A 95.7. All right, gents. Have a great show.
All right.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.